I got to tell you that I take no credit for any of this message today. I borrowed this from Charles Stanley. How many of you know Charles Stanley? He's a good man. He loves the Lord. I always look for things for Father's Day, Mother's Day. And on such occasion as this, I want to celebrate the mothers because they were very important to us. Not only to our families, but to society. They contribute so much. Title is Characteristics of a Godly Mother. Heavenly Father, help me to share this in a way that we can all get something from it and do justice in honoring and celebrating our mothers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. When Jesus was on the cross, it's recorded in the book of John, he looked down and saw his mother Mary. He said, "Woman, behold your son." He looked to John and said, "John, behold your mother." The scripture says from that day forward, John took his mother with him to his own home and cared for her and took care of her. We see a lot of respect and a lot of honor to mothers. Regardless of any challenges perhaps you might have faced in your relationship with your mother, while you're growing up, I want you to know that God has given her to you. She was a gift by God for you. And I know that she played a very essential role in your life. She helped to shape you what you are today. There's a lot of things that Mother tried to help us with, kind of like a shortcut, as you will. She didn't want us to go through some things that she had to go through. Or that she went through. She wanted to spare you of that. And so she helped you. Sometimes we got help from them, and sometimes we refused their help because we thought we knew more than she did. Huh? When you're a teenager, you know, you just cut you loose when you know so much and you're so smart. And sometimes we think we're smarter than mom and dad. We would hide things from them, maybe not share everything, but you know what? You didn't hide nothing from them. They knew all about it. They went through the things that you're going through. They went through that. They're not strange to that. Apostle Paul noticed that Timothy had a godly mother and a godly grandmother, and he knew how they had influenced his life. Paul knew that, and Paul was recognizing and acknowledging that. He saw that. When I look out across the congregation, I can see that many of you take after your mom. You got a lot of your mother's traits, and they were good traits. They were wonderful traits, and I'm glad that you got them because those traits can still live in you even though she's no longer with us. Those wonderful traits can still live in you. In the Bible, mothers are characterized by a lot of different things. When you think about beauty, what woman comes to your mind in the scriptures? Bathsheba. Did you know that Abraham's wife Sarah was very beautiful too? She was a very beautiful woman. In fact, when he visited Egypt, he was so afraid that Pharaoh would take her, he said she was his sister. She was a beautiful woman. Anybody else have any thoughts about that? Beauty is only skin deep. Beauty is only skin deep. I liken that to a fancy car with no motor in. What good is a fancy car if you open the hood and there's no motor in it? You can't figure out why it won't start, so you open the hood up and there's no motor in it. Sometimes women can only have an outside beauty, much like the car, no motor. But I hope that beauty can run much deeper than just skin deep. You know, some are so beautiful, and it's really not even an outward beauty. You understand what I'm talking about? People can be beautiful and not really be outwardly attractive, but they can be beautiful. I've been around them. Beautiful. I like to be in their presence. Paul said, I'm mindful of that sincere faith that's within you that first dwelt in your grandma, Lois, and your mother Eunice, and I'm sure it's in you as well. So there is a number of characteristics I'm going to read. Now, I can tell you this, that not every mother has all those characteristics. But I can tell you this, after going through the list, I give my mother a real 95%. I give her a 95% report card on that. Because she was a good mom. Sometimes she fell asleep in church. I knew that because Dad would quiz her on the way home. You were sleeping. No, I wasn't. Would you just rest in your eyes? Well, if you weren't sleeping, what was the preacher's sermon about? What was it about? I remember him questioning Mom on the way home from church. And the reason I say that is because moms aren't perfect. Marriages aren't perfect. But there's good marriages and there's good moms. My mom was good. She was a good mom. No, she wasn't perfect. And neither was yours. So I want to go over these lists, and I want you to think about them. Think about how many of those qualities you saw in your mom. A godly mother prays and reads the Word of God. I saw mother pray, and I saw her read God's Word. I saw her. You know, children need to see that. They should see that. Think about that. I saw her read. I saw her pray. And I can tell you it wasn't just occasional. It was a habit in her life. It was a good habit that I enjoyed seeing. It gave me great security in seeing her do that. She believed in the Bible. She obeyed as many instructions as she could. She wanted to be a better wife and a better mom. And she tried. And it showed in the way she dressed, the way she handled herself, the way that she went about her housework. It showed in her conversation. It showed in her character. It showed in her conduct. I knew that it was rooted in God's word, as I would find out later. And her children was a reflection of it. I'm in this pulpit today because I know that she never gave up on me. She was a mother who learned to trust in God for every need. Because of praying and reading God's word and meditating on scripture, she came to know and trust in God's promises as today her son does. She was always confident that he would meet her needs, physical needs, material needs, emotional needs, everything she counted on the Lord for. She never focused on what she lacked, but always spoke of God's sufficiency in her life. Always grateful, whether he provided much or very little. Sometimes mother had to do with very little. I know that men would come to the house there and would wait in their paychecks on Fridays. And I know what she would go through sometimes, trying to stretch the checkbook to make sure that the men were all paid. My dad was a painting contractor. At one time, he had 10 men working for him. And Fridays was payday. It wasn't always payday for the job. The job was paid when you got the job done. But I know that Father always tried to keep money there to make sure his men were paid. But not only did Mother take care of a lot of the finances when Dad was still in the job, she was able to take care of the cooking too. And she was able to cook with very little or very lot. Didn't matter. She could make hamburger go a lot of different ways. And she did. She did it well. If I brought somebody home, they were always welcome. If we had kids out playing, always invite them in, come on in, get something to eat. That's the mother I remember. Mom was generous. Even if she had little to share, she was always willing to offer it to others. Sometimes her generosity came in the form of encouragement. She offered kind words to help others. I never heard Mother tear anybody down or talk about them. Never heard that. I'm sure she probably thought it, but she never voiced it. Never heard her talk nasty about people. Her example of generosity has helped us see generosity as well. And so we tried to follow in her footsteps. She was obedient to God. Obedience honors God. Her goal is to obey the Lord and to leave the consequences to Him. There was no need to worry. She knew He could handle any situation. She learned to bring all her cares and concerns to the Lord and leave them in His capable hands. There was times in her life when she had suffered nasty things. There was times I saw her crying and I'd ask her what was the matter. She wouldn't share it. I found out later what it was, but she wouldn't share it because we were too little. We didn't need to have those problems. So she didn't share them. Even when the issues were serious, she never had to take sleeping pills that I know of. I never saw her take any sleeping pills. If you live the Christian life you should be living, you shouldn't have to take any either. When you do right and live right, you'll sleep right. Your sleep will be peaceful. She slept without being troubled by any anxious thoughts. She was indeed a godly mother who trusted in her Lord and obeyed her Lord and gave her home an atmosphere of freedom and welcome and love because she was not stressed by worry. Even difficulties can't disrupt that peaceful atmosphere for very long. A mother who's godly is forgiving. Wow. Aren't you glad your mother never gave up on you? I remember the store in town was Charlie and Hap. I remember one day I decided that I wanted some toys. Instead of giving the mother to pay for, I just put them in my pocket. I didn't work out too good when I got home. Because when I got them out and started playing with them, she said, "Where'd you get them?" I got them at the store. Well, she said, "You just get those and we're going back to the store. And you're going to put them back in the store where you found them." It's called stealing. Can you imagine that stealer's in the pulpit today? God forgave me, and so did she. And so should you. forgive one another as Christ has forgiven you. Forgive one another. We're called upon as a follower of the Lord to do that. We're all called to do that, to forgive one another. Misunderstandings, oh, you'll have some. Conflicts, yes, you will. But I can tell you, forgiveness can restore peace and will eliminate stress and tension in the home. As Ephesians 4:32 says, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving each other, as God in Christ also has forgiven you. A godly mother has an attitude of persistence. When something needs to be accomplished, she knows what's required and she keeps working on until it is finished. Instead of waiting for someone else to do it, she jumps in and she completes the task. It's easy to stop communicating or walk away from difficulties in a relationship, but a godly woman doesn't give up. She keeps loving, even when things are not going the way she desires. Instead of giving in to the discouragement, she turns to God in prayer, asking him for a pure heart and a forgiving spirit. A mother of a young child is a really good example of persistence. No matter how many times she must get up in the middle of the night to care for that child, she does it. God has placed within that heart of a mother a willingness to do whatever her child needs. A godly mother, when she faces life's demands without fussing, nagging, groaning, or complaining, comparing her situation with other circumstances, she doesn't. She is determined to be the person that God wants her to be. A godly mother is a servant, a quality we should all have as followers of our Lord. Jesus was a servant. He showed his disciples when he washed their feet. He was willing to wash their dirty feet. He was a servant. We should be willing to do the same. A mother with a servant attitude doesn't live for herself, but she lives for others. She serves her family in many different ways, remembering that she is following in the Lord's footsteps. I bet there's lots of mothers that did without just so that their children would have something. Some mothers did without. They skipped if they saw that it was a little lean or they happened to see the kids really loved the food, the meal she made, and she saw there was very little left. You know what she did? She said, go ahead and eat it, honey. Go ahead and eat it. It's all right. That's a mom. A servant heart. She doesn't seek a reward or serve only when it's convenient or when she feels like it. I'm sure there was times she didn't feel like making a meal for me. But she'd make a meal for me even if she was sick. Because she understood that in serving her family, she's serving the Lord. She lived an orderly life. In family life, to run smoothly, there needs to be some organization. Thank the good Lord for Mother who took us on our appointments because Dad had to go to work. It was Mom who had to see to it that we got to our appointments. She ran us here and there to make sure we had our appointments to the dentist's office and to all the other places that we really didn't want to go, but she took us. There were schedules to keep. Things had to be done. We had a garden. We lived out of the garden. She would can everything. I remember one opportunity I was standing on the chair at the table and all these jars was on top of the table and they were popping. She said, they're sealing. Oh. I thought I'd help them out. Boom, 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 boom. No, she said. Do that. Why not? She said, I have to know they're stealing on their own. They can't have any help. Okay, Mom. Roger, Roger, Roger. She was an encourager. You know, children need to be encouraged by their parents so they feel valued and loved. It didn't matter how much of a scribble scrabble I did on a piece of paper for her. When I give it to her, she said, "No, that's really nice. That's pretty." It's beautiful. She was so proud of it, she'd put it on the refrigerator door. It was just scribble, but she loved it. This begins early in life. When a baby is held close and expands to include words of encouragement as we grow, we need to hear those words of encouragement. Sometimes it takes the form of challenging to persevere or to do your best. But she was there to encourage us. And no matter what we did or got for her, she was always happy with it. Even if it was going out and getting those flowers on them dandelions and putting them in a little jar, she said, "Oh, that was nice. Thank you. They were beautiful. Now that I know they're weeds, I could have done better." But she loved them. We're talking about mothers today. Helping you to remember yours. And then lastly, a godly mother loves unconditionally. It don't matter why. How bad you were or what you did, she always loved you. She always loved you. Her love was not based on your behavior. It's good it wasn't, or I wouldn't have got much love. It wasn't based on the behavior of her children or her husband. Her love was always given without reservation. By her example, she demonstrated to her children how they too can love at all times. If you were blessed with a godly mother, what qualities do you admire in her? And how has she shaped the person that you are today? And if you're a parent, what godly character traits do you want to develop in your own life and model for your children and your grandchildren? This time you can get your cups out.